Blog Talk Radio.
Real Radio. This is the Real Radio Show. January 5th, this is part two. First part of the Real Radio Show. There's a link above, and this is the second link. If we end up having a third link, then just go to part three. However, we're going to start here with part two. So, so what we're saying was Girl Student Body Organization, ASO, your youthful leadership, put a celebrity day together, and we'll talk to the kids in the school auditorium. If you like that. What type of positions did I like was the question before. I like doggy styles, also missionary, banana split, all those. Let's see. Kids aren't kids anymore nowadays. You know, they're youth, young adults, the future, today. I mean, that's how it is. Kids growing up mature. Ladies, you need a father. Well, girls, come to song. Skin's a large organ in the body. Take care of the skin like we take care of any organ. It's important. I'm going to send you all to Leslie's Massage Place. We're going to open up a new massage parlor. The new one I'm opening for. How do I feel about porn? Somebody asked me. We're going to do a whole other show on that. I don't know. I mean, I've managed talent before. I enjoy love and bless. I would like to see me reproducing with more ladies who have been prepared. You know, whether it's, I mean, I don't mind videotaping me. However, I like to reproduce with more beautiful young ladies. Let's see. No fisting or stretching your vaginas out. We don't want that. That came in this week also. Don't let a man treat you like a dog or a doll, like a doll. I don't know. Take it or leave it. Most pelvic cervical charts are charts that depict vaginas that represent more than 80% of the population that has already become susceptible to disorder. Maintaining breast while and or after pregnancy. Don't smoke. Drink plenty of water to keep hydration and elasticity. When the breast, instead of breast implants, they have another procedure that does not require implants to restore cellular structure in the breast. Find out what it is. It's your A-plus number one solution. The A-plus number one solution really is continue breastfeeding. And keep the breast plump, ongoing. Let me see. What is this right here? Anybody ever noticed the hymen? Kind of like the cervix attached to the vaginal opening. Then, don't they incorrectly destroy that connection even in the hospital? For fun. That's not a joke, though. Why are y'all doing that? These babies don't deserve that. Then they push it in incorrectly. That separates the uterine from the opening of the vagina. Continuous recesses in the uterine. And the uterus cause withdrawal into the pelvic area. The uterus is alive. It's like a separate creature. When it begins withdrawing, it goes into remission. All right, listen. We talked about amniotic fluid, breast milk, born to uterine bath, uterine body flesh, and baby bowels. Okay. Oceans, uterine. One is the diving reflex. Also known as the diving reflex, also known as the bradycardic response, also exhibited by seals and other aquatic animals. The instinct may be a vestige of our ancient marine origins. It works like this. Infants up to 6 months old whose heads are submerged in water will naturally hold their breath. Mm-hmm. Diving reflex. Bradycardic response. And a baby breathing underwater. Yes, provided it does not actually get to the point of inhaling the water. It's it. Amniotic fluid, though watery, is not water, but an entirely different composition, full of lipids and phospholipids, so on and so forth. We talked about this stuff. If the water was in the sky, then why wouldn't it have been that human beings lived in the stratosphere up there? I mean, we have water. There's upper firmament and lower firmament. Obviously, there's water in the lower firmament, and there's water in the upper firmament. There's water in the upper firmament up in the sky. I mean, that's where the clouds are. That's where the rain comes from, so there's definitely water up there. However, if there are larger bodies of water that are captured in the sky, then why wouldn't it have been that human beings lived in the stratosphere up there in the water in the sky? Why are we swimming around up there in the sky in the bodies of water in the sky? Yeah. I mean, when you think like in the clouds or in the, all that rain that comes out of clouds, isn't it like a body of water up there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, water in the sky. We have restored society, some say. What is it that keeps doing to, or that keeps operating in a secondary fashion in society that requires continued orders by the police if we are in a healed society? People who haven't been reproducing, obviously. Continue reproducing people. In the last show, I wasn't talking about Kato with OJ. Kato. Not Doty. I think I said Doty Faid. I meant Kato. I want to live in a house like Kato. We don't want no unnecessary situations. Big mansion. We don't want all that problems. We want to just live good. Yeah. Not wanting a house with an unfortunate incident later. Remember that? We, however, don't want a Doty Faiz either. Blessings in the family. Princess Diane, you around here somewhere, physically and spiritually. I love you. Entire royal family. Blessings. Let's see. Stand behind me, I'd say that, you know what? Somebody beat me upside the head in a coffee bean. Yeah. I don't do behind me anymore. Started looking at people with the eye after that incident. Now I started thinking, you know, do criminals get behind you? Is this what this is, the police and a criminal that intended on getting behind people in a criminal manner in the future? You know, stop your anal sex and sodomy. It's illegal. According to Penal Code Section 286C. Sodomy is illegal. If you don't have any better intelligence, like a lot of me in this world, like a lot of people, I've been around the block, however, since I learned, don't do it. It creates such a negative current that there's a penal code section, even for abortion, penal code section 187, murder is the unlawful killing of a human being or a fetus with malice afterthought. I will find out that you deny some type of abortion. Do you realize that if you have an abortion and you tell somebody in a malicious manner that you did it in a malicious manner, they can report you to police and have you detained for unlawful killing of a fetus? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not talking about masturbating. I mean, men masturbate, obviously. I mean, that's not a fetus if you masturbate. How the sperm is probably like, don't do that! Mm-hmm. Mama Lee, Tasia, Majesty, Michaela, Lauren, I love you all. You ever breathe through your eustachian tubes as they open up like a fish? Think about it. Angie, Carla, Kyla, Caleb, Crystal, Melvin, hey, Auntie, Angie said. Alcohol. I do not drink alcohol. The Hennessy alcohol brand is a war tool, somebody said. I'm just getting from the people. Is that Tell me, is that true? I had to think about it. You know, I had to actually look. As a matter of fact, the family coat of arms, the Bras Armee, came the alcohol beverages brand symbol to represent their family. The alcohol is designed to poison opposition in order that any opposition would have been disarmed spiritually before any physical opposition could take place and to oppose the family, the Hennessy family. The scientists who mix the drink are specialized and specialists in creating chemical imbalances in the human body that impair judgment, mental network transmissions, and healthy reproduction, causing intentional birth defects in those who consume it. Is this true? Ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Is that really a family coat of arms? What is that? An axe and the knight's arm. Is that what that is? A poison that commits, that creates imbalances in the brain. We have to think about these things. OG 800. Old English 800. The 33 crowns. What does that mean? Huh? Malibu, what is this, an oasis? Huh? Seagrams, what's your secret? What does your symbols mean? Read the family crest. Read these signs. I need everyone in every community to provide our organization a place when we come into your community, a public office from which we can distribute wealth to all in your community. Temporarily until we build a facility. Okay? We may need housing also. Our family needs your help. Tell a friend. If you don't have an empty office facility, to tell someone you're connected who has one. We need one in your area or in their area. My middle name, Rogers, as in Will Rogers, Day Rogers, Nelson Rogers, Will Rogers, Beast, Roger Nat, in all the police cars. Roger and Jack Computer. Y'all remember that? Reed, British Protective Service servant from Britain. Is this true? That Reverend Fenty's a British Protection Servant from Britain? Somebody research that. What is a crest, a family crest? A crest and a coat of arms is when a family creates a shield to protect itself from other families and organizations. A family army. When they put on their armor and prepare for war, protect themselves, or begin advancing or protecting themselves, it accompanies information about the family and what the family represents, and or may have also been put together in a love capacity before procreating and reproducing with other families. The one, primary organizations that do exactly what you're requesting also called the warrant, stock warrant. Two, secondary organizations that do the complete opposite of what you're requesting. Okay, let's say this again. One, a primary organization that do exactly what you're requesting. Two, a secondary organization that do the complete opposite of what you're requesting. Two more, secondary primary organizations are corrected, secondary organizations that previously malfunctioned in reverse operation, however, have since complied and now operate correctly, providing requests as ordered. Counterintelligence organizations are international secondary to organizations that intentionally, often with malicious intent, do not do what one requests with the intent on creating bodily harm. Counterintelligence, any international two for that matter. Now, tell us it's true. Intelligence, a violation now. International, natural, universal, and creational law. Policy, procedure, code, and existence. One is living, two is death. Stay one. I'm the one. In binary language, there's no two. There's just a zero and one. You got to tell me, are these true? This information that came in from the people, so hey, I'm just look. No. Two is eradicated all on its own, and suggests that if you find yourselves in a perpetual secondary organization, you are being eradicated by primary systems already. Self-destruction is final in secondary organizations. Resistance is futile, such as meat manufacturers whom do what? slaughtered animals are what? Two. However, once they've been slaughtered, they cease to exist, cease and desist, cease to exist. It happens naturally for all orders whom, when we are all inducted into the lodge, we were informed all must return to the first degree or else. Do you remember that? All return to your primary organizational positions for safety reasons. Stay one. Everybody must learn how to operate within their primary organizational one. Kids and police are supposed to hold the primary organizations. That's why I used to call the police one time. They're supposed to stay in the primary first degree, the first organizational structure. They're not supposed to be out running around in second degrees and third degrees and all that. Kids and police are supposed to stay in the first degree. Okay. These systems are so weak nowadays, however, that when I put the primary system in the people, they collapse instantly and end up back in secondary systems. So think about that. I need help strengthening the first degree. Females, don't put dead flesh in your vaginas, such as sausage, hot dogs, so on and so forth. Y'all understand? You just wanted to feel that meat in between your legs. That's disgusting. Unless it's, I mean, you want a pulsating, living, throbbing penis that is prepared for reproduction, not like a hot dog or sausage. Parents, do you have any idea what you're doing to your youth? I'm learning with all you all. I need to reproduce more than 70% of the maturing population are saying before the entire generation goes into a recessive state. Okay. This is how previous administrations have operated in some parts of the globe. In others, however, we have learned to flourish and reproduce as soon as our bodies are mature, just like fruits from the tree. We shall eat the tree as the fruit's ripe. From the tree as the fruit's ripe. We, however, guard ourselves from fruits that are green or not ripe yet. Okay, kindly. No objects at all in the vagina, as a matter of fact. Inserting objects in the original working vagina isn't possible. It's closed. The original working vagina is closed with a hymen. For those of us whom have closed vaginas, even tampons are not necessary because the cervix has not been pushed back into the pelvic area, causing cervical shock, bleeding due to the recessive organ failure. Tell the nurse in the hospital to stop pushing baby's cervix up in their pelvic areas with their fingers for the tampon companies. And then somebody said that. That's what these youth said. Is this true? Does this happen? I'm asking. I think I've ever seen a healthy, unmisappropriated vagina in my entire living experience. How many people have said that? Is there a conspiracy going on here that said some didn't want us seeing a healthy, unruptured hymen and or didn't want us realizing the vaginal bleeding from trauma, often mistaken for the period, happens when the cervix goes into shock after being pushed back into the pelvic area by another and or an object, even tampons. Is it true or not that the vagina would never bleed if it was not misappropriated and was not and was fertilized correctly without unnecessary insertion? And after each child, the womb is fertilized again and again. If mothers stop enlarging their children's penises, and in its original state, the penis head placed the vaginal opening with the cervix protruding from the vagina, wrapped by the man's foreskin, then drawing the sperm from within the testicles as the womb received the transferred physical being into the uterine, fallopian, and ovarian egg area. Mm-hmm. Meat consumption in the child and or breastfeeding mothers. Mothers smoking do not consume meat. Assuming the child and or breastfeeding mother, smoking drugs and or elements presented and or not present in a female child's environment may also cause vaginal bleeding. Oh. So consuming meat may assist in causing vaginal bleeding because it's death within the body. when you consume living, when you consume cooked dead flesh, it attacks the intestines. It also attacks the body functionality and begins breaking the body down from within. So it's things like eating meat, smoking, drugs, alcohol, and breastfeeding mothers break down the body and also cause bad vaginal bleeding and virgins, which is why you should not feed your children meat at all. Is it possible, however, for some children to mature without bleeding, needing tampons, and or having a period? Tell me. I do believe it is. What do you all think? Serious. We must guard the newborn vagina from misappropriation. And again, how long does the female body live when she uses all her eggs? If a 70-year-old female uses all her eggs she wasted in a 12-month year within the, with the exception of one or two children, expanding her living experience 7 to 10 months for each egg, how long will she live? We'll calculate 70 years multiplied by 12 eggs per year divided by 12 months in number equals 700 years when the lady uses all her eggs positively procreating. This also perpetuates eternal living. Those whom did not have babies as extensively have shortened their living cycles unless they restart ovulation and keep their uterus reproduction entity alive. Think about what I'm saying here, people. This is important. This is your living experiences. Stay alive by reproducing. Use all your eggs. Do not throw your eggs away. Is what I'm saying here. Okay. Back from the Physical Research Institute and or Eternal Living Development. For the Universal Spirit Notice for the U.S. Records, we need transportation for the tour. I need someone to ensure that transportation for the tour is managed. I need someone to ensure we have a budget and determine what account, sponsor, and or venues will provide capital in advance to manage the tour bus company. So we got to give them a little consideration. However, let's build a schedule in advance. Okay? So, let's for example, say Jackson Limousine sponsored us personally, and we have to. Yeah, I don't care if somebody gives you a tour bus. You got to make sure we have gas, tip the driver, cover mechanical costs. Come on now. There's costs involved. Even if somebody gave it to you, we got to cover this. So all these costs we have to cover we can advance tickets, advance entry. If you sell any seats for $50, $150, $1,000, whatever it is, sell some seats in advance. Take some advance currency and redirect it into managing fees for tour bus, wardrobe, entourage, things like that. Okay? Plus, I mean, somebody got to ensure that the driver's happy and that the thousands of miles across the country is managed, maintained. You know, you want a driver that stay up at night, in good health and shape. So the next person gets a decent ride also, taking care of maintenance. So then when you take the tour bus back, that they can maintain it. Y'all ever owned a transportation company before? You must take into consideration all the costs. Get the venues we're performing at and or philanthropic and or church organizations that are working with each venue to, sell advance seat accommodations so you can have the currency in advance. We can even send everybody to the YourDreamsReality.com site, click an invest link, and fill in the application so they can receive the investment capital return in advance, the $4,500 a month in advance, so that people can live good before we even ask them for it. Tell them, this is the music that's about to pay you monthly forever to live good. So people can appreciate that. Y'all think about who's going on the road. Ladies, just tell me you love to join me and join the entourage. We need dancers. Ebony, Leslie, Sanaa, Kennedy. Help me with some good dancers here. Y'all come find somebody these good, beautiful, sexy young dancers to work with me on stage. Beautiful, appealing dancers. Classy, elegant. Anybody else qualified to dance, come along. Even if you're an amateur and just want to look good on stage, I can use you. Hype people. What else is going on the road? Read. Okay. I'm going to meet you one day. We're going to get together. Love you, Paris. I need a road manager also. You help keep things together on the road. People who don't smoke, people who don't drink alcohol or do drugs also, or are willing to go without so we can provide clean shows to the masses. 10 major U.S. cities nationally. Then we're going to go on global with the international tour. Parents, guardians, we all do me a favor. Stay out of the bathroom when your kids are using it. Man, I got people barging in the bathroom. I mean, you ever have somebody barge in the bathroom while you're in there? Even in public. You know, what is it when you're in the man's bathroom and a lady come in there talking about, is anybody in here? I just wanted to see. We'll see what? I'm a man out of the toilet. You know, if I bust in the bathroom talking about I wanted to see your vagina, y'all know y'all would have had something. Man, come on now. Y'all come here and want to see the penis. You ever want to peacefully use the bathroom and then your mother or somebody come? Your mother come in the bathroom. My mother does that sometimes when I'm over at her house visiting. I'm here just barely starting to use the bathroom. I'm just about to use it. What? I'm about to use the bathroom. And I'm thinking, why are you staying there while I'm using the bathroom? You ever ask somebody, won't even let you think when you're at their house every 3 minutes? And or, as soon as you start doing something, they like, won't even let you. Or people who want to watch you eat. What's wrong, y'all? Y'all start looking suspect. It's looking suspect to me, watching me like that. Yeah. Or people who want to, y'all can't do anything to me now. Don't hurt. Don't try hurt me now. Trying to see everything. I don't see everything. Even want to watch me when I'm asleep, like an ET at Area 51 or something. A whole nother planet or something. I'm not an animal in the zoo. Just been traveling at speeds exceeding 30 Mach. Transport device is operational. I love my people, though, y'all. I love my people. Maybe that goes to them marveling over me when I return to Earth after traveling to space, another dimension to creation, when I return from the other side. I want people doing it. I'm all right, though, y'all. I've probably seen a few more things than y'all have. I'm just fine. Everything's cool. And we okay, y'all. We all right. All right, so I saw a billboard. Anybody see that movie, The Bye-Bye Man? The Bye-Bye Man. Anybody ever see that? I mean, we had the paka-paka thing going on for Russia, like, paka-paka. We had that, that means bye-bye in Russia, Tupac thing. We called it. Come on, Bye-Bye Man. They had a movie. Then they turned it to a movie, and then they made it look scary. When the Bye-Bye Man is a loving man who's leaving, not approaching you. You gotta scare somebody that's leaving. Obviously, if he's saying bye bye, he's leaving. There's nothing scary about a man leaving. I believe in love, though. Love, y'all. I love you. Then, so how about all the girls and the man weren't? But that bye bye man, like I was saying. Oh, look, here's another one. Catman, dude. Batman, all these man. Y'all love me though. That's real. On real radio. Coming at you with the real. Y'all wonder what it is? It's creation at your service. Mr. and Mrs. Four, I live next to the four people growing up. had no idea why, though. You know, they were automotive partners. Then when I realized that the Frazier family was a motor automotive family, even all the way back in the 30s and 40s, making Frazier Nash BMWs, you know, manufacturing cars for all different kind of car companies, Mercedes, Chrysler, a host, Bentley, a host of other companies. It made sense why we grew up next to the Ford family. I wonder how many of these families were actually automotive families. Y'all ever hear Bill Gates' reception story? I told it on the Vision Manifest call last night. So y'all gotta look for the Vision Manifest. Facebook.com/Vision Manifest. Go on that page and see and listen to the audio. Sponsors, baby! Not the secondary people who have done the unthinkable for some money. Work with me directly. Pay me, not somebody else. Don't give somebody else money talking about, we'll just give this to KB. No, give it to me personally. The money. That's my love. How are you going to tell a lady you're going to love somebody else? You're trying to give me some love. Love me, not somebody else. You're going to make love to somebody else if you plan on being with me? That's backwards. I mean, oh, man, want another lady who got some other man's penis or sperms up in her vagina. It don't make any sense. If the whole idea was planting sperm so you can impregnate, you wouldn't want somebody else doing that. That's why I wouldn't want somebody eating off my plate when they bring it to me from the restaurant. Think about it. Dr. Tatoff in Beverly Hills, y'all, for tattoo removal. Where you go to get rid of all your tattoos, okay? When you're ready for the clean look again, most tattoos come off within 1 to 3 sessions, $45 a session or so. Most extensive tattoos come off in 3 or more sessions. And we can get rid of, they can get rid of nearly any tattoo, even a dark field in most, to any tattoo with the extensive laser and technology, advanced tattoo removal devices. So go on down there, Dr. Tatoff, and get your tattoos removed. Habits. You can create a new habit by 9-0 habit 5 in number. Ensure, however, that you have a better habit, healthier, for you to replace the first one with, to fill the void. When secondary people are doing the opposite, what's in your mind when somebody tells you to do the opposite? Now, look, if I tell you I want you to come here, in your mind you hear somebody else say, go there, that don't make any sense. I mean, if I with my mouth say, turn right here, and in your mind you hear something that tells you go left, and you go left instead of turn right, isn't that backwards? You know, y'all, man, we need to work with some of y'all's processing. Just, I'm going to work with y'all, though. I'm going to work with y'all. Panties. Snail trail is normal. Snail trail, you know, when the vagina leaks mucus, like fluid, like membrane, clear mucus, meaning causes a snail trail. Ladies, that's normal. That means your vagina is self-cleaning. And that's actually, I like it when it does that. That means, I like that. I like it when it, you know, not some man's sperm. No, I ain't talking about sperm spilling out the vagina. I'm talking about when a lady has natural secretion. That is appealing and attractive. Clear, huh? When it starts turning white and chalky, and it shouldn't get all cottage cheesy either. You want it clear, like, you know, when your nose runs and a little clear. That's how your vagina is supposed to. Birth your children vegetarian, and they will never ever need meat for any reason. You save a lot of money at the grocery store by never purchasing meat. When any person operates in a secondary fashion, they give up their primary rights to those whom are not operating in a secondary fashion. This is what happens when you give your rights away. You give up your rights by doing that. Will, like when criminals commit a crime, they give up their right to do things correctly. Okay. I need people to help build the future right, correctly. Well, we get when we get there, however, you must recognize me as the initial operator requesting your assistance. If you're working for me, You must recognize my authority or your work is, meaning if you build a peaceful world for me, even in you, when it's done, you have to present it to me, even in you. If you build a house for someone, remember to give them an ownership certification and a key, no matter how many people offer you money. It's built for the intended person and or party. Also, we do not live in a house we build for others either. We live in houses we build for ourselves. Think, like a dollhouse. Can you live in a dollhouse? And when you put your dolls in it, they probably don't move unless you're not looking. Have you ever seen a doll move while you were looking? Dolls generally don't move until adults go to sleep. Until human beings are asleep. Credit. Look, people, ladies, guard your credit. Also, let me tell you what you do for those who never use your credit. Here's a credit builder, real quick. When you turn 18, you apply for 3 credit cards. 1, a clothing store card. 2, a jewelry store card. And 3, a bank card. Until we're providing ours, I recommend a Chase card for your bank card. If you've never had a card before, banks will give you a free card, a free one. If you have no credit at all, I recommend Chase Manhattan, like I said. You don't have to do this, however. You do this right, and you'll never have to use these cards again. However, you'll have a guaranteed zero down on any purchase on a car or home. Also, you have an income coming in perpetually. This means forever. You make a $100 purchase on your card on your clothing card. Okay, you make a $100 purchase on your jewelry card. And a financial investment with your bank credit card that will make you money. Financial investment is you invest in something that's going to make you money. The clothing card, you pay off $100 purchase within the first month. The jewelry card, you pay back the money in the first month. And the investment, when you invest in your vision manifest, yourdreamsreality.com, click the invest link and fill in the 5-minute application. Invest $100, get $200 back, and activate a perpetual monthly income that pays up to $4,500 in 49 days. We give you the money to pay all 3 credit cards back within the first 30 days. You have impeccable zero-down credit. Your credit shows that you had 3 loans that are all paid to a zero balance, paid in full. And from now on, and you activate an income that would keep paying you so you don't ever need these cards again because you didn't need the cards in the first place. We just use them here as a credit builder. Don't purchase more than $100 on each card. I'll help you if you need help. Within 60 days, you'll have zero down credit and an income forever. For those with no credit that have never used these cards, this is the system for you. If you need help, again, ask me. For stores, I recommend Macy's, JCPenney's, Nordstrom's, Daniel's Jewelry's. If you need help, again, I'll work with you step by step. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't want to create a debt that you don't need. Okay, this is for the youth. Okay, 70% of the people in the youth networks need these. Expressing, sharing love, and it's said. Even in royal degrees in their families, mating with your parents. How many have heard that? That in royal families they inbreed. Is this true? Only when reproducing offspring. I mean, you don't just go in there having sex with your parents all day and all night. No, when you intend on reproducing a stronger family heritage line is the only reason they do that, for no other reason. Is this true, they ask me. Well, why is it some of these family offspring seem frail? Is it that the more pure the family trait, the more susceptible the offspring are to harmful elements in the environment, which is why they protect royal family members so extensively? Is this true? Also, is it important that the parents' reproduction for any person's reproducing? Also, it's important that the parents' reproducing for any person reproducing. What did I say? Not just royal families. Can you restore someone whose reproductive organs are not operable? If not, what's the benefit in reproducing with a person that has dysfunctional reproductive organs? A lady whom have her tubes tied, or a lady whom a doctor has performed a hysterectomy on, what is a lady even going through the motions of having intimacy for if she has no ability in reproducing? Every sexual act, don't allow someone with dysfunctional reproductive organs to attempt harming you with dysfunctional systems. Because if they're dysfunctional, it creates negative energy if you are with someone who's functional. Listen to what I'm saying. If you're with someone who's functional and you're dysfunctional, it creates a negative energy that you don't want. It misappropriates people, especially the functional person. Question. Would you get on an airplane with a failing engine or with engines that don't turn on at all? If you intended on flying, obviously a mechanic can make sure the engines work and make some adjustments. After the mechanic is okay, however, if in fact it didn't work at all, you probably sit there and seek one that works, like get on a plane that works. Same thing with ladies. If you stick your penis in or begin attempting reproducing with a lady who has no functional reproductive organs, you probably want somebody to tell you instantly that it's not working so you can go to someone else. Okay? Do not engage in intercourse if the reproductive organs do not work. It's just like do not eat poisonous food. Doesn't make sense. Now, I mean, you can exercise. If you exercise. Someone to guide us correctly and tell us the right way to manage our physical health and maintain our youth. We need somebody to tell our youth how this works. And that's what we're doing right now. My penis! My testicles! Work just fine. I produce testosterone. I produce sperm. Have balanced hormones and generate strong, wealthy, and eternal sperm desired amongst all virgin females in vagina. Even after all we've been through, I probably, I probably hide my hormone functionality, though, when I'm around dysfunctional people who think they're supposed to have been fixing their hormonal imbalances with my normal functioning hormones. Listen, like the virgins with the lamp on. If I saved up my oil, stay away from me with your burnt out wick. For the girls, listen, what you tell older ladies whom have misused their vagina so extensively and incorrectly, including your mothers, is what you tell them. Stay away from me with your burnt out wicks, just because I have saved up oil. Y'all understood what I'm talking about. Look, y'all don't have to like it. I'm telling the truth. All you old men who have vasectomies, in their right mind intentionally request a deadly procedure that prevents themselves from reproducing. Reproducing is your eternal blessing. What carries you into the future? Who would ever take that away from you? Who would do that? Who would try? A murderer, someone who wanted you dead. Like they tried doing that to me and didn't get away with it. Don't let anybody snip your testicles or your vestibule or whatever you call it and prevent you from producing and transferring sperm to selected female vaginas. Don't let anybody do your vagina either. Don't let anybody do any, you need your penises and vaginas working. Look, some negative people can't see. Some are really sick and need love and spiritual healing. So you got to give people the spiritual healing they need. This has been Real, Real Radio. And we will start part 3 in a few minutes. Click the part 3 link you see down below for Real Radio.